Good evening. It is Wednesday, July the 13th at 5:03 p.m. And we're here this evening for the July 13th School Health Advisory Council meeting located in room 627 at the Rockwall ISD Administrative Office, 1050 William Street. Would members of the committee please identify themselves?
Rebecca Stewart, and I'm a parent.
Nicole Smithers, Director of Health Services.
Patrick Just, Executive Director of Student Services.
Kelvin Stroy, Chief Student Services Officer.
Kim Pugsley, Child Nutrition Director.
Amber Woodfield, Parent and Healthcare Provider.
Linda Duran, Board of Trustees.
Thank you all for being here. Let the record show that we do have a quorum, a simple quorum here this evening. Our old business consists, welcome everybody first. Thank you all for coming. This will be our last SHAC meeting of the year. And so we have some important business to do this evening. On our old business agenda item are to consider the approval of recommended reproductive health curriculum as presented by the Rockwall ISD Department of Secondary Curriculum and Instruction last week. As you all know, part of the SHAC requirements are that you have to have one public meeting where folks have an opportunity to come and speak and to look at the curriculum. And then we come back at another meeting, and if parents are here, they can review the curriculum as well. And if not, or even if so, then the committee votes on the recommendation from CNI. So Ms. Longino, would you mind just taking a few moments and just kind of recapping what your recommendation is?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
No,
I apologize.
That's okay. Yes, my recommendation is what we shared with last week, the Goodhart Wilcox petition for Texas Health Skills for High School, written for Texas.
And that's the one approved by
that's
TEA.
That's the one approved by TEA.
The only one approved by TEA?
By TEA, and so that is the one that we are recommending as our instructional material for our secondary health class.
And then just recapping some of the high points of that, it's for high school students
it's
only?
High school students only. Like I said before, it was developed for the state of Texas. It was developed by teachers, for teachers, so. Instructional material.
It's an elective class, so students are not required to take it. They take it only if that's what they choose to take. And then at certain points when they talk about the reproductive health, what are the qualifications for that?
And there will be a letter sent home 2 weeks before every unit, at least 2 weeks before every unit. It could be a little earlier. But within a time frame where parents understand, you know, what's coming. And then the parents have an opportunity to opt in. If they opt in, they'll be a part of the class. If there is not an opt-in letter sent back, they will have an alternative assignment.
And they're not punished academically
No. Their assignment will still align with the teachers, just will not be the same lesson that is taught in the classroom. Okay.
With us this evening are Dr. Gist and Katie Braden. I don't know if you guys have any questions for them about what we were doing this evening or anything that y'all want to know. I'll put them on the spot as well.
I mean, you showed us the book last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody had an opportunity to look through it, and the comments were very positive, and I know the teachers have reviewed it and are very high on it, too.
Okay.
So, are there any questions for Ms. Longino or anybody else? Seeing none, I'd like to call for a vote then of the approval of the recommended reproductive health curriculum.
You need a motion.
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you so much. Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept this curriculum.
I second.
Based on Ms. Longino's description.
All right. So I have a motion from Ms. Duran. I have a second from Dr. Stroy to consider the approval of the recommended reproductive health curriculum as presented by the Rockwall ISD Department of Secondary Curriculum and Health. Curriculum and instruction last week. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We can move forward with that.
7-0.
All right. Anything else that you guys would like to discuss as a SHAC?
The person taking the note should say the motion carries.
7-0.
7-0. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
you're right.
I told y'all I'm gonna drink. Tell her sorry I didn't.
I had part of it.
She just had motion carry, so she just added it. So
yeah, that's right. That's all you have to do.
So hearing nothing else and having no other discussion, I learned this evening, or learned a little bit last week, that I don't have to call for a motion. I guess I can recommend.
Say, if there's no objections.
If there are no objections, I would like to adjourn the meeting. Any objection?
No.
Thank you all for coming. Have a great evening.